Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. The DDD, the father of lies. We didn't get to it last hour. We're going to get to it this hour. Also, we're going to have the Wackadoodle Newswire. That's always interesting. Plus, our Facebook post for today, remembering what God has done for us.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then, David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then, he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Call us, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is open for conversation. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. This segment, by the way, brought to you by our very good friend Sam Rasool at Keller Williams Realty. But really what you want to think about is Sam. Think about Sam. Because his URL is thinksam.com. Now, how good is that? If you're interested in real estate, you got something you're thinking we're going to look at it. If you sit down with Sam, just sit down with him and talk to him about it, whether you're thinking of buying or selling, $250 he gives to a charity or a ministry of your choice. If it ends up being some kind of purchase, some kind of sale, if you're the buyer or the seller, he takes 25% of that commission and gives it to that designated ministry or charity that you choose. He also has been doing it in San Diego real estate for 20 years, so he knows exactly what he's talking about. ThinkSam.com, that's his website, 858-722-7515. Let me say this real quickly. You might not be in the market for a house right now, but you might know somebody, or you might know somebody who knows somebody, or you might know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody, or you might know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. Or anywhere that circle wants to go, you might know. This is the thing. Give them a call. What's the hurt? Give them a call. The other thing I didn't tell you, by the way, he was born and raised as a Muslim and became a Christian, and he shares that testimony with Bible studies and churches. Pretty fascinating material. Amazing salvation story that actually involves Dr. David Jeremiah. It's pretty just wild stuff. So we say very, very, very cool to that one. Okie dokie. So we are going to take care of what I did not take care of last hour, which is my fault. So I take responsibility. I ask for forgiveness for not getting it done. We want to get into this DDD. Do you have something you want to comment on, future birthday boy? Did you have something you wanted to share? Or?
Not really. Just kind of thinking, and when I think, I tend to move the microphone towards me in case something needs to come out. No, I'm fine.
Okay. Well, that's good to know that you're just fine. You're just moving around the microphone. You're a strange person. John, John chapter 8, verse 44. John chapter 8, verse 44 says this. I can't believe this is like the first DDD we're doing, right? Wow. John chapter 8, verse 44. You, this is Jesus, you are of your father, the devil. And you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. That's John chapter 8, verse 44. Before some non-Bible believing Christian comes along and says, Jesus never said anything like that. It's like, yes, he did. And for four verses earlier, he talks about the fact that these same people he's talking to, he goes, you're not of God. That's what he said to them. It's like, can you imagine somebody saying to you, yeah, you're not of God. Only this is God saying it, so it's a little more authoritative in this process right here. So Jesus is talking about the enemy, and he talks about the enemy under the terms that he was, in the beginning, he was a murderer. He was definitely involved in that outrageous sin between Cain and Abel. If people don't understand that, that's kind of the reference point. But what Jesus gives him as a title, to me, is one of the most amazing gems to hold on to, and that is this. Satan is a liar and the father of lies. Now, I don't know if you know this or not. I think I know some of this a little bit, but I think a father is involved in the in the process of producing offspring. I think there's a dad involved most of the time, right? Well, Satan is the father of lies. What does that mean? That means that when you're feeling like God doesn't love you, and there's that whispering voice that says he doesn't really love you, that's coming from the father of lies. And when you hear, you're never going to get through this situation, and that's on the other side of your shoulder, that's coming from the father of lies. And when you hear, nobody respects you, nobody appreciates you, nobody wants to be around you, that's a lie. And that's coming from the father of lies. But listen to how impacting those lies are. And now let's understand for a second, when the enemy comes in and he says, why would God ever answer your prayers? And that seed of doubt increases in you. That's from the father of lies. So what do you need to do if you have to encounter the father of lies? And you do. We're told to put on the armor on a regular basis. We're told the thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Then Jesus said, I have come to give life and life more abundant. What do we need to do? Because we know we're dealing with a thief. We know we're dealing with somebody who tries to destroy. We know he goes around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. What do we do to stop the lies from having such an impact in our lives? What do we do to stop the lie from poking us and hurting us and wounding us and tearing at us? It's almost like a dog nipping at your heels, just kind of trying to take you down piece by piece by piece. The only way to stand against the father of lies is with the truth. That's it. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is truth. I mean, here's the bottom line. Sanctify him in thy word. Thy word is truth. Here's the bottom line. When the enemy comes in and says to you, oh, he doesn't love you, then the truth comes back to John 3:16. God so loved the world, he gave his one and only begotten son. When he says God's not going to stay with you, the truth is when Jesus said, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. The truth is every time the enemy has something to say, it's coming from the point of view of being a lie. You have to combat that lie with truth. And that truth is in Jesus Christ and is in Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. That's where the truth is. And instead of sitting there and trying to be scholarly or any of those other things, you should have some core elements of truth that when the enemy comes at you, you are able to bring bright to your heart and mind, right at the freshness of your thoughts, especially when it comes to God's love, his faithfulness, his participation with you, his awareness of your trial. Because what the enemy does is he uses the lie and says, God's all with it, that you deserve it. And this is what God's going to, he's going to beat you up. And he does that same thing. Yay, if God said, no, God didn't say that. So he challenges exactly what God says. And for us to defeat that, we need to know what God says. And what God says is in his word. That's why it's called his word. So the truth is the weapon that we use to defeat the lie. And I don't care what the lie is. For some of you, the lie is you're never going anywhere. This is it. And you have to take the enemies, I mean, look at what the Lord did with the lepers that were in the, with the Israel in Samaria, how that God made them sound like a cavalry coming against an army, and the army fled and left everything. Remember that story in the Old Testament? And then all of a sudden, instead of the poverty, the Israel as a nation had all this abundance. But God used these leprous people and made them sound like God can use anything to do anything he wants. People are like, well, he can't do this, he can't do this. God can do anything he wants. If you don't get that through your theology, you're limiting what your own belief is in God. God can. And often, for the sake of his children, does just does it different than you and I think we would do it. But then again, you don't know everything. I don't know everything, but he does. So let's let him do it. You fight the father of lies with the truth. Don't let him whisper and increase doubt in your heart. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming right back.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
More local, national, and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Military men and women, all San Diego Chick-fil-A's welcome you and your families to their Military Appreciation Night. They're hosting a family-friendly special event to honor all active-duty military personnel with a free entree, entertainment, and giveaways. The locally owned and operated Chick-fil-A's want to thank those who serve. So round up the family and come out for Military Appreciation Night on Wednesday, May 20th from 4 to 7 p.m. at any Chick-fil-A in San Diego County. Come taste the delicious Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, nuggets, spicy chicken sandwich, or chicken strips. Available for all active military personnel and all who have honorably served. Valid at all Chick-fil-A San Diego locations. You must present your military identification or proof of service, and sorry, only one offer per military personnel and each of their family members. We can't wait to see you there.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was in college, and I used my credit cards as a source of income, and I got into a lot of debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The customer service at Trinity is excellent. They take all of your bills and put them all together. It's one single easy payment.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, if you want to reach the show, you can do so, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because...
That's my handle.
There we go. That's right. Not too shabby. Thank you very much. All right. I want to remind people about Cross International. Now, we did this on Tuesday and Wednesday, and we're not doing any other appeals on KPRZ for like 90 plus days. I'm just telling you. So we're pretty committed to making sure that Cross International gets taken care of the proper way. Their work in Haiti is phenomenal, and $110 can make the difference for a child to get a Christian education in a very dark country. And also, with that education, they get fed the entire school year. So for $110, it's $88 for the school, and it's $22 for the feeding. So it's $110 that covers a child for an entire year. If you're not in the position to do 110, maybe you'd even consider doing 55. Maybe you'd cover half a year. That's up to you. You call 866-843-9500. That's 866-843-9500. You can also go to kprz.com. Just to donate directly on the website makes it really easy. Just consider that. I mean, they go to this place called the Divine Shelter School, and it's really, you hear some of the clips. It's like amazing stuff. But it's really investing in the kingdom. Let's be honest. It's investing in the kingdom and investing in children and investing that they're going to be not just equipped in the gospel, but then fed and taken care of. Who doesn't want to help? 866-843-9500. Strong encouragement for you to participate in that. Okay, we're going to do another DDD. I got to go right into this other DDD, if you don't mind. It's John chapter 8, verse 37. Guess where my devotions were today? John chapter 8, verse 37. And that says this. This is an interesting, you know, sometimes you'll read scripture and there's just an interesting little statement that you can find in here. Here's what it says. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, yet you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. Ooh. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, yet you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. This is Jesus talking to those that are opposing him. The very interesting phrase, has no place. Not quite what you think. On the first read or on the first review of it, you'd have to say, when it says it has no place, it's kind of like we need to make space in our lives for the words of Jesus Christ. That's probably the easiest way to say that.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's probably and that is accurate. There's no inaccuracy there. I mean, there's a great Christmas sermon that's preached, depends on what church you go to.
But I'm going to guess it goes a layer deeper.
Well, no, what it talks about is that there was no room at the inn for Mary and Joseph and during the birth process. And it's like there's a great teaching on that saying there's no room for God. And it's like in our lives, we do that a lot. We have so much stuff going on. We don't make space. All right? But in the Greek, this phrase has a even deeper element to it, and I want you to catch this because it's both are edifying if you just listen to it. But listen to what the actual literal Greek is. When it says "has no place," it actually the direct translation means "makes no progress." Makes no progress. And what that is the word, what it, the whole concept is, the word goes into a person, and much like in the sowing situation with the different levels of that the sower did with the seed, the word of Jesus goes into a person, but the person just doesn't do anything with it, and it just gets either snatched away, or it just dies, or it goes nowhere. It makes no impact. And you see, when you have Jesus speak into your life, there's a need for us to stay constantly connected and engaged with Jesus so that that word can have continual impact and can be working in us. What happens a lot is, though, the word will come in us, and just like the parable of the sower, either the enemy will snatch it away or some trial will come and it disappears, or the concerns of this world and the fears that are around you kind of beat the word away. And it's only into one small group that the word produces fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold, which should also tell you right there that the word of God in a person's life can have impact at a 30% level, a 60% level, or a 100% level. And what we want is our heart to be so cultivated that the word, when it comes into us, has 100% return. It's in us. It grows up within us. It becomes like a plant. It becomes like a tree in our lives, and it becomes a part of our lives. But when the word of Jesus is spoken and it makes no progress because you make no space for it, it dies and does nothing. And so you'll sit there and you'll go and sit under a sermon. The pastor will be explaining the word of God and its application. If you walk out that door and let that whole thing go, what good did it do you? It didn't do you anything. It did what it do. Well, it was just good to be in church. Well, there's mosquitoes in a church, too. Is it good for them? That doesn't even make any sense. The word has to have an impact, and you have to keep it in there and cultivate your heart, not so that there's so much toxins and pollutions that the word dies, but when the words of Jesus come into your life, give them that opportunity to take root and to become a part of you. Otherwise, you're wasting your time. Why even go? I mean, if you like to go because you like the music, okay, I got a problem with that. But I'm just saying, from a practical point of view, let the word of Jesus Christ have space in your life and let it make progress in your life. Make sure that, and I pray about this every time I read, every morning, cultivate my heart. Make it so that I can hear what you're trying to say. I want to hear your words. I want to apply your words. I don't do it. I don't know anybody that just does it and does it perfect. But you got to keep in that constant engagement with the Lord. And just teach me again, Lord. Show me more. Help me to understand. Help it to be a part of me. Help it to be a part of my processing. When we do that, then we have the impact where the word really makes a difference. That's what I'm encouraging you to do. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break and coming right back. Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Take a once-in-a-lifetime journey to the place where it all began.
We were on the Sea of Galilee just to be there where Jesus performed miracles. It was just a very touching experience.
It's hard to explain because you have to be here. The Bible is one thing, but when you're here in the country and you walk in the grounds, it's indescribable and it's awesome.
Overall, just a really neat experience. There's been many, many places that have touched my heart.
Journey to Israel, where this once-in-a-lifetime experience is waiting for you.
If you have a job bringing home $350 per week, Team Kia of El Cajon wants to approve your credit. Get up to $6,000 over Kelley Blue Book fair market value for your old trade today. 2015 Kia Optima, just $111 per month lease. With a payment like that, why not drive home two for $222? Backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. If you have a job bringing home $350 per week, Team Kia of El Cajon wants to approve your credit. Call 866-680-7649 for all the details.
Escondido Charter High School's Individualized Learning Program is a tuition-free public school, WASC-accredited with year-round enrollment. We offer a perfect blend of high academic standards with a flexible college-style schedule, perfect for homeschool students and those wanting to pursue other interests outside of the classroom. We offer award-winning classes in graphic design, photography, 3D manufacturing, robotics, and video production, all in a 21st century collaborative shop class. We also have CIF sports, fire tech, and criminal justice, theater arts, civil air patrol, and other classes leading to careers. You can follow your passion while taking college prep and general curriculum courses that prepare you for college or a career. So, if you need to make up credits, want to pursue college or a career without the big campus distractions, call 760-737-3154 and ask for Judy Brooks, our intake coordinator. That's 760-737-3154.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-425-9912. That's 1-800-425-9912. 1-800-425-9912.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You know, you're playing that for yourself, right? I'm just making sure you know. You're older
than you've ever. Heck, someone's got to celebrate.
Now you're even older, and now you're older still.
You're old, dude.
30, I know. Thank you very much.
39 is old. Oh, my goodness. I have a pair of socks that are older than you.
That's disgusting.
I'm just saying. Well, they were in the washing machine. I'm just saying they're older than you. This segment is brought to you by Whitefields Ministries and our good friend Steve Wheeler, who will be in the studio next week. I'm looking forward to that. He just got back from Japan, so he'll be able to tell us some cool stories. The deal with Whitefields Ministries is very simple. They just don't think a pastor should be a stranger. They think a pastor should be someone that's in the language and the culture in the village. They're not against other missionary approaches. It's just the approach they take. And so here's what they're asking people to do, to get involved. Because what they're doing is identifying people in villages. They're helping them get that education. They're helping them to go through seminary. And then they're supporting them to be full-time gospel ministers in their villages, in their languages, in their cultures. And what they do is people will donate $5, $10, $15, $20 a month throughout the entire world. And they take all of those funds, and I mean all those funds, and they distribute them to these ministers so that these ministers can advance the gospel. If you really want to get the picture on how this works, go to whitefields.org. Whitefields.org. It's a wonderful ministry. Terrific pictures, terrific stories, excellent audio, different video elements. You've got to check it out. 760-846-8610. That's 760-846-8610. But really what you want to do, I'm telling you, go to whitefields.org. That's what you want to do. That's the best thing to do. Absolutely, positively the best thing to do. All right. Our time in this these little segments here that gets a little tighter and a little tighter. And I just want to talk real quickly because there's a group of people that are out there and they are making proclamations about Jesus that are false. And so I want to address what these proclamations have been or are being or whatever that word is. So there's this group of people out there that are in the space of the cable news realms, and they're going around saying the following two statements. Jesus never said he was God, and Jesus never said he was the Messiah. And so they're going around saying that, trying to, I don't know if they're trying to create unrest. They don't, there's no reason for them to do what they're doing other than it's simply following in the track, yea, hath God said. Because they're saying, oh, Jesus never said he was God, never said he was the Messiah. So I just want to address that by just bringing up two passages that are very important, one for each one. One where he talks about being God, one where he talks about being Messiah, if you don't mind. John chapter 10, verse 30 through 33. That's John chapter 10, verse 30 through 33. This is what Jesus said. I and the Father are one. The Jews picked up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, I showed you many good works from the Father. For which of them are you stoning me? The Jews answered him, for a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself out to be God. So I just want people to understand what's taking place. Jesus goes, I and the Father, we're one. When you're saying that, you're putting yourself on this equal plane, this equal position. And the Jews were like, what? And so they go to pick up stones. And Jesus is like, well, what's the thing I did that made you do that? And they're like, not. It's because you're saying that you're like God, that you are God. And you can't just say that. So they were getting ready to stone him because he just said he was God. So the people that say Jesus never said he was God, they don't even read the book. It's like, how do you not read that? They're getting ready to kill the guy because he makes himself equal with God. You make yourself out to be God. It says right there in the verse. So that's in regards to him calling himself God. So for those that don't think he did, you're wrong. John chapter 10, verse 30 through 33. Then the other one is the Messiah. John chapter 4, verse 25 and 26. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, he who is called the Christ. When that one comes, he will declare all things to us. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. Could you possibly get any clearer? I who speak to you am he. I the dude. I'm the guy. I'm the guy. I'm it. You're looking at it. I'm it. So the woman said to him, I know the Messiah is coming. And when he comes, he's going to declare all things. Jesus goes, it's me. So he calls himself Messiah. He calls himself God. There's another wonderful passage in Mark where Jesus illustrates that he's God because he forgives the sins of somebody that doesn't offend him directly. Only God can do that. Only God can forgive somebody else's sins. It's just all these teachings that are coming out. It's all about trying to bring Jesus down. It's all about trying to reduce the Bible to one person translate, another person translate, another person translate. It's what lost all its meaning. Oh, you mean God who created the universe can't write a book? He can't keep a message? What kind of incompetent God do you serve? I mean, that sounds like a God of Mickey Mouse. My God created the universe. If he wants to write a book, he can write it, and not one jot or tittle, not one dot on the I will change, because my God is the king of the universe. And if he wants to write a book, he can write a book. Doesn't matter how many times it goes through different people's hands. And it is ironic that they did find the Dead Sea Scrolls, which were the exact same manuscripts as we have now, as they wrote then. It's like, how do you deny that? Unbelievable. Anyhow, this is the thing. Just because somebody gets on television and says it, or even on radio and says it, doesn't make it so. Be a Berean and make sure what it says. Make sure you're in the Word. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're taking a short break and then coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Listen, baby.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
You know, things go wrong in your life, of course, but you got to pick yourself up and keep going.
The best way to do that, says Mary Lou, is with Jesus. And he's walked with her through more than one hard time.
The second time I had cancer, I went through a lot, and I just couldn't understand why me again.
So Mary Lou asked him.
I was on my knees praying and asking God, please help me. I can't do this by myself. And it felt like a ton of bricks were just lifted off my chest, and God gave me the strength to go on.
It wasn't easy. She had young children at the time, and she had to undergo difficult operations, but
the Lord gave me the strength and pulled me through it, and here I am today, thanks to the Lord. He's been with me all the way.
Do you have a relationship with Jesus Christ to carry you through the struggles you're facing? Don't wait for a crisis to come to Christ. Make your decision now, so that regardless of what happens, God will be with you. Go to BillyGraham.org. Click on Grow Your Faith. BillyGraham.org.
Like the old saying goes, maybe imitated, but never duplicated. There are a lot of ways available today to learn how to trade stocks, but New Venture on Wall Street has a tried and true system. They teach a skill set that can help you be a successful trader. The New Venture system is endorsed by those who are serious about generating wealth through the stock market. Here's a New Venture graduate, Joe. Joe's from a recent seminar.
If anybody's serious about trading stocks or investing in stocks, it's the best program on the market that I'm aware of, and I have reviewed quite a few.
If you're serious about learning how to use the stock market to create a second income, pay off debt, or start a new business, then you need to call New Venture on Wall Street right now. 1-877-907-TRADE. 1-877-907-TRADE. That's 1-877-907-TRADE. For more details, go online to NVOWS.com. That's NVOWS.com.
Attend our live event May 29th and 30th at the Sheraton Carlsbad Resort and Spa.
20 years of credit counseling and debt management services. More than 36,000 program members freed from credit card debt. Nearly $100 million saved in high interest and finance charges. It's Trinity's 20th anniversary, and these are just a few of the milestones we're celebrating as we begin our third decade of helping people become debt-free for keeps. Did you know that members who complete our program save on average more than $20,000 in interest?
My name is Mike. From the very first phone call, Trinity brought us relief by stopping all the late fees and collections calls, greatly reducing our interest and consolidating our bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Now we're on track to save nearly $17,000 in finance charges. Happy Happy 20th anniversary, Trinity. Thanks for helping so many save so much.
And Trinity can help you, too. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, 500 business cards for just $9.99. What's more, you can choose between hundreds of designs or upload your own and customize them easily. And because they're from Vistaprint.com, the cards are of top quality and your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. So visit Vistaprint.com today and get 500 shots at turning your dream into reality. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. To get your 500 business cards for just $9.99, go to Vistaprint.com, click on the link in the upper right corner, and use promo code 1515. That's Vistaprint.com, click on the link in the upper right corner, and use promo code 1515.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Also, go to Facebook. Type in the David Spoon Experience. Ooh, let me tell you a secret. On the David Spoon Experience, on the Facebook, there's a new project I'm working on. You might want to check it out. It's kind of cool. The David Spoon Experience on Facebook. Highly encourage you to check that out. Let me know what you think. It's just a little hint. Hint, hint. Don't forget, on May 29th, you got New Venture on Wall Street. Whether you're a beginner who has not yet traded in the market or an expert who just needs a new perspective, you're guaranteed to learn something new at the New Venture on Wall Street Seminary, May 29th and 30th at the Carlsbad Resort and Spa. Sign up today, NVOWS.com. That's NVOWS.com. Again, that's David and Lisa Camacho, who have been on our show several times. They're wonderful guests, terrific people. And they'll tell you, yeah, you're not going to make a ton of money off of this, but you can make some extra money. And it's not that hard to do. And that's what their whole process is, which you got to appreciate that. That's cool. All right. Let's get into what we're going to call what I think will be the last DDD for the day. And that is this DD. It's called It's Your Fault. That's the title of this DDD. It's called It's Your Fault. And that's John chapter 9, verses 1 through 3. That's John chapter 9, verses 1 through 3. It says this: as he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he would be born blind?" Jesus answered, "It was neither that this man sinned nor his parents, but it was so that the works of God might be displayed in him." Oh, man, get out of town. Let's do that again. Make sure we get that right. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he would be born blind?" Jesus answered, "It was neither that this man sinned nor his parents, but it was so that the works of God might be displayed in him." So they're walking down the street. They're together. And the disciples are kind of curious because there's a guy who's blind from birth. And in the thinking back then, there were some people in the rabbinical schools that thought that it had to be the parents' fault because a child really is innocent and doesn't do anything wrong. And then there's other people in different rabbinical schools that thought, no, that the child could actually have committed some kind of sin and created some kind of problem and therefore be judged. And so they don't really know the theological ramifications behind that question, but they're just asking, okay, well, who did what? I mean, who's at fault? And that's one of the things that we are superb at as human beings. Fault finding, fault detecting, fault tossing. Adam and Eve in the garden. Why'd you do that? She made me do it. Well, why did you do that, Eve? Well, the snake made me do it. It's like, you know, we're tossing fault wherever we can. But they're just trying to figure it out because no doubt it was part of the questions of the day and people might talk about it, discuss it. So they're like, okay, well, help us out. Whose fault is it? Is it the parents' fault? Is it the kids' fault? Is it the healthcare system's fault? Now, I think you have to think really deep to figure out how you can blame the baby in the womb. I think you got to really push there. But Jesus didn't care about that because this is what he said. Neither. Jesus said it's not the parents' fault. It's not the kids' fault. Nobody was expecting that answer. That's not the answer people were accustomed to. That's the thing that Jesus did so well. He never answered the way that, well, it's, you're either on this side or this side. You're either a Republican or a Democrat. You're either a conservative or a liberal. You're either on this side or this side. And so they're like, okay, so who did it? The parents or the kid? Jesus is like, neither. Now, you know, they're thinking, what? What do you mean neither? How could neither have done something wrong? The guy's blind. And that has to be the result of penalty. This, on the surface, difficult experience was not by a penalty. It was actually God setting up a healing that would be remembered throughout all eternity because it's in the Gospels. This wasn't a fault scenario. Here's the key to the whole text. And tell me how this applies to you. The wrong perspective is being used to view too many events in life. They thought, oh, it's got to be, you know, the kid did something or the parents did something. You know, somebody did something. And the Jesus is like, no, this is to glorify the Father because we're going to do a miracle that's going to blow people away. Not only is this guy going to get healed, then he's going to stand before the council and the council's going to ask him questions. And he's just going to say, Jesus did it. And then the people are going to get really upset and they're going to bring his parents in. This is going to be a whole big deal. But see, in the beginning of this process, they're trying to find fault. Well, it's got to be the kid. It's got to be the parents. It's got to be something. It's like wrong perspective. Wrong perspective is being used in too many things that we look at. If you considered Saul when the donkeys went missing for Saul before he became a king, Saul's dad said, go find the donkeys. Did Saul lose them? Maybe. So Saul's out looking for the donkeys. At the same time, God tells Samuel, I'm sending you a king. His name is Saul. You'll know. He's looking for donkeys. He thinks he's on a donkey mission. He's wrong. I'm just sending him to you. He just doesn't know that. You see, in our minds, we're thinking that the donkeys are lost. Okay. And God's like, no, I'm sending him somewhere. You see, how we look at things is not always how things are. Our perspective is not always the right perspective. Our perspective is not, it's not the only perspective. There is God and his point of view. Again, you go back to Job. How'd you like to be, Jimmy? Here's Job, right? Okay, haven't done anything wrong. Okay, well, there goes my business. Okay, well, wow, there goes all of my cattle and all the stuff I had. Wow, look, okay, there go my kids. Okay, this is bad. Right, it was awful. But what was really going on? And don't tell me, oh, that didn't happen. And it's not the book of Job. What happened? The devil and God were having a discussion. And God said, hey, have you considered Job? Dude is pretty good. And the devil's like, oh, well, let me rip at him. Let me chop him up a bit. Let's see how good he is. And the Lord's like, okay, you can have him a little bit. But still has to ask permission, doesn't he? Satan does. And so what Job could see was going on, or Job's three friends could see was going on, you couldn't tell what was taking place because they weren't a part of that conversation between God and the devil. So there's no perspective that has any divine element to it because they're just looking at it as they look at it, which is one of the reasons you hear me say on a regular basis, pray, ask God to show you what's going on. Give me that perspective. Teach me what's really happening here. We go to work and we have a problem with somebody that we work with, or we have a problem or a situation at work, and we think it's one thing and it's one thing, it's one thing, and it turns out to be something completely different. Because our anticipation, our expectation, our brilliance in summing up circumstances is terrible. We're terrible at it. I'll tell you a perfect simple example. You get into traffic. Tell me if this has ever happened to you. You get into traffic. Everybody's driving. Let's say you're going 50 miles an hour on a freeway, which in California, if you're going 50, you're doing pretty good. That means there's less traffic. Then all of a sudden, everybody has to slow down. And what do you think? Oh, it must be an accident. And then you keep driving down the freeway, and what is it? It's a broomstick on the side of the road. Everybody slowed down to see the broomstick. And you can't figure out, why did they do that? And that's because we're goofy. That's why we do that. But our perspective has got to be something bad. Slow everything down. It's a broomstick. See, our perspective is often wrong because it doesn't take into account all elements. We only do it based on our limited knowledge, which is why God's perspective is so unique. Since he has all knowledge, his perspective includes all things. So who did wrong, the parents or the kid or the healthcare system? Neither, Jesus said. None of that. But so that the works of God might be displayed in his life. Cool. Let's get God's perspective. It always comes out better. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back with our Facebook post, Don't Go Anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
There are those times when you do fall, and I've certainly done that. My goal, though, for the last number of years has been to finish strong.
Del Harris was the NBA Coach of the Year in 1995. From Sport.org Radio, I'm Bill Houston. The desire to finish well echoes the thoughts of Acts 20:24. Here the writer says, "I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace." Well, Del Harris reminds us of God's help and God's provision for that journey.
Obviously, you pray for help each day to do that, and you stay with your Bible reading, and you try to stay in an environment of believers as much as possible when you can. Of course, you have to be out in the real world, certainly. But it's always a struggle every day because there are spiritual forces that want to pull you down. And this is something you never want to take for granted. You always got to be aware of the fight. You're never free from it. But on the other hand, we are promised the help that we can resist and overcome.
Del Harris now serves as vice president for the NBA D-League's Texas Legends. But more than that, he's a man on a mission to serve Jesus Christ faithfully. For more encouragement, visit our homepage. You'll find us at sport.org.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
We gave Tom 12 seconds to give 6 reasons why he opened a Mathnasium Learning Center franchise.
Okay. Great income potential. Doing good for kids. Doing what I love. Making math make sense to kids. 500 centers open already. 1 every 3 days. Mathnasium taught me the business. Helps me. Supports me.
Time's up. Pretty good. For franchise information, visit Mathnasium.com or take the first step right now. Call 855-361-MATH. That's 855-361-6284.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, you want to reach the show, good way to do it, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Before we get to the Facebook post, I want to make sure we cover just a little bit of history. Today is Chocolate Chip Day, for those that do not know. It is also Bike to Work Day, but for San Diego, it might have been better to have Row to Work Day. That might have been a little wiser. For those that are also unaware, on this particular day, in 1918, the first air mail route in the United States was established between New York and Washington, D.C., with a stop in Philadelphia. Okay, that's different, but watch this. On this day in 1930, on a Boeing air transport flight between Oakland and Chicago, Ellen Church became the first airline stewardess. Now that, I think that's interesting. That's the kind of stuff I like. Also, just for those that don't know, in 1940, DuPont began selling its nylon stockings nationally. And on the same day, the original McDonald's restaurant opened in San Bernardino, California, by Richard and Morris McDonald. In case you didn't know that, just trying to make sure that everybody stays in the know. It's really important to do. Very cool stuff. Okay. Let's see. We're going to try. Let's try our Facebook post music. What do you got for me on the Facebook post music? What do we got? Incredible. Okay, that's a good one, though. I like that. That was good. That's good. All right. All right, good enough. You can cut it. All right, Psalm chapter 77, verses 11 and 12. That was pretty funny. Psalm chapter 77, verses 11 and 12 say this: I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will meditate on all your works and consider all your mighty deeds. Let's hear it again. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will meditate on all your works and consider all your mighty deeds. Here's the thing. The thing is, God does great things in our lives, helps us in many great ways for which we often forget to even maybe make a notation that he did. And it's easy when you're going from crisis to crisis, it's easy to forget what God has done. So the psalmist says, I'm going to remember the deeds that the Lord has done. I'm going to remember the miracles. So I want you to think about in your life, I want you to think about it. I want you to consider it. I want you to process this, that remembering his works in our lives, remembering his miracles in our lives, both those, his works and his miracles in our lives, helps us to stay focused, and it helps us to stay fresh because it reminds us of his faithfulness. When you remember the works that God has done in your life, when you remember the wonderful things that he's pulled together, the different prayers that he's answered, the different elements that he's brought into your life to make you more Christ-like and then to draw you closer to him and to have things really be blessed in your life, when you remember those things, it blesses you. And when we remember the miracles that God has done, I'm not talking about I'm talking about miracles that God has done. When we remember the miracles, it helps us, it refreshes us, it charges us, it strengthens us. So here's what I want you to do. Just think about it. There was this old preacher named O.L. Spears. A lot of people don't know who he is. And O.L. Spears would walk into a church. Now, he was older, so he didn't really care. And I mean older as in like in his 80s. And he would walk into a church, and he would walk up, and he'd go, glory, glory. And then he would get to the front of the church, and he would go, think about it, think about it. It was just classic stuff, right? But he was right. We need to think about it. We need to consider it. We need to process. We need to focus and get our minds in the right places because the Lord has done wonderful miracles and wonderful works in our lives. And it's such a blessing. And when you reflect on him, it strengthens you. It empowers you. It reminds you that he was faithful then, he's faithful now, and he will be faithful in the future. Remember his works. Remember his miracles. Think about them. Consider them. Focus on them. And find a refreshing that comes from the graces that he's poured out in your life. Try that. Walk with that into the weekend, okay? Okay, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're taking a 70-hour break, and then we'll be back with more insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.